when we're talking about personal and financial freedom, it's really important to realize, what am I pursuing through financial independence? And is that actually going to lead to the life that I want to live?
If you're interested in how highly successful investors overcome limitations and become unstoppable forces of success, you're in the right place. The Conscious Investor Podcast features weekly conversations with real estate investing experts and delivers a Monday mindset episode to help launch your week with intention. If you believe success is for everyone willing to think, then do, these conversations will be your weekly rocket fuel.
Welcome back, Conscious Investor. Always happy to have you here. You know, last time I assured you that I was going to share with you about personal freedom. And this entire episode, we are going to talk about the difference between financial freedom and personal freedom. So many people are pursuing financial freedom and they're finding it, and they're finding that they're pretty empty. You don't want to be that person. You want to be that person that has personal freedom, because guess what? Personal freedom includes financial independence, but we'll dive into that in just a moment. I wanted to let you know, it's about that time. It's about tax time. And some of you had some deals go full cycle last year. Some of you, this might be your first time utilizing bonus depreciation on your taxes and such. And so I want to encourage you, if you are trying to go about your taxes on your own, please don't. It is not a fun process and you will be missing things unless you are a trained CPA or you've read the tax code cover to cover. You will miss opportunities to ethically offset your tax liabilities. So I want to encourage you to head over to Mode Wealth and to schedule a time to meet with Melvin so that you can find, like, what strategies can you deploy to help reduce your tax burden and liability in an ethical and responsible way. So make sure you do that, because tax time doesn't have to be scary. I'm not scared of tax time anymore, but that's because we've been working with Mode Wealth for a couple of years now, and it's been going so well. Want to make sure I share that with you. And so one more thing before I dive into the difference between personal freedom and financial freedom, I want to share with you that I need your support. I know. I love that you come here and listen. I'm wondering if you can support me in this one capacity. Will you share the podcast with one person? If all of you listeners share it with one person, it would be a lot of people that would be reached. Some of you will actually probably share it with each other without even knowing it, that you're listening to it. But I want to encourage you to do that, because the content of the show, the caliber of the guests, this is important information to get out to people. And I mean, the only way that that is actually going to reach people is if we are all sharing these episodes. So will you please shoot a text message, copy that link to share on your phone, and send a text message to somebody. Use your favorite episode, use this episode, whatever it is, but please share the podcast with somebody in your life so that we can continue to grow the show and support so many people. We want a creative movement. We don't want this to be a stagnant pond. It's a cesspool with a whole bunch of mosquitoes, like we were talking about in the last mindset episode. We want this to be a place that is like a beautiful mountain creek where it's just crystal clear and beautiful, and it's flowing and just offering light and life to everything around it. So once again, please take a moment, support the show by sharing the podcast episode with somebody. All right, personal freedom versus financial freedom. I actually wrote down on my glass top here, I have this FF equals with a slash through it, PF. My little equation that means financial freedom does not equal personal freedom. And I actually had to take some time to think through this, like, how am I going to describe or help you, amazing conscious investor, understand, like, what is the difference between financial and personal freedom? So my husband, he's part of a mastermind, and they use what's called a one sheet. And in this one sheet, they have vertical income and horizontal income. And it's really to map out, like, how are you having to do the work in order to get the money, or is the money coming to you passively? Okay. And so a lot of people have their strategies on their finances, and they are chasing down, and they've got spreadsheets, and they have all these things that are just like, I know I can be financially independent or free, however you want to phrase it, when XYZ happens, or I have to leave my W-2 job. And when I reach this number, it's my freedom number, and I'm going to be able to leave and transition. What most people fail to remember is that money doesn't change things. Money actually enhances things. If you are anxious about how much money you have in the savings account right now, there isn't a certain dollar amount that is going to change your thinking around that. Your relationship with money isn't going to shift just because you have more commas and zeros in your bank account or in your investment portfolio, because it's within you. It's who you are. And this is why it is so critical that we pursue personal freedom as our like front runner in our life versus the financial freedom. And I see this happen. I recognize this with so many people that I have the opportunity of supporting through the coaching process and such. It's almost like, oh, well, my relationships will improve. Like I can just start over if I just move to a different city. No, because you're still the same person and you're still going to behave in the same ways and it's not going to change you. It's an internal job. Financial freedom is a fabulous thing to have in our life. It opens us up for so many other opportunities. But once again, it's not going to alleviate a lot of the pain points that we have in our life. But personal freedom, there we go. Personal freedom is where it's all at. So let's talk about personal freedom. Personal freedom, some of the characteristics of personal freedom would include genuine. Can I talk today? I'm having a hard time. Genuineness, growth, joy, authenticity. I have another word. Personal freedom is really characterized by genuineness, a desire to continue to grow and expand or transform as a person. It's characterized by joy. It's characterized by authenticity and aliveness. We could go on, but are you getting an idea? When we're personally free, it allows us to just be a fully expanded person. There are areas where we're specifically personally free. So some of these areas would include we're socially free, emotionally free. We're free with our creativity, our finances, our time, and our spirituality. You see, life is, it's more than money. It's more about how many resources you can collect and carry around with you and accumulate. It's a life well lived is anchored in personal freedom. I've believed this for a very long time, hence the Conscious Investor podcast, but I didn't have all the words to articulate it. The book club that I run, the Book and Networking Club, in its third year now, I cannot even believe that. But we're currently reading Brendon Burchard's book, The Motivation Manifesto. I highly recommend it. I cannot over recommend it. And that's where I was really getting a good sense as to how to articulate some of these things. And I'm going to read directly what something that he wrote in here. He says, personal freedom, our goal means, and this is his definition of it. And I was like, that is a really great way of describing personal freedom. It means living freely by crafting a life on our own terms. What does that mean? Does that mean maybe you quit that job? Maybe take that chance on yourself. Maybe you don't believe that if I'm an artist, I'm a starving artist and I can never be successful. Maybe you take all those beliefs and kick them out the door. Personal freedom means being free in the moment from oppressions of past hurts and present anxieties. Personal freedom means being lighthearted and spontaneous as free spirits, courageously speaking our thoughts, feelings, and ambitions with those around us without concern about acceptance. Because you're probably around other people that are going to accept you and want to know what you're really thinking. Personal freedom means enjoying our free will to pursue abundant happiness, wealth, health, achievement, and contribution. Nobody wants to be around the person that when you're successful, they're jealous of you and they're clawing, trying to pull you down or make you feel bad. Oh, well, I guess now you've arrived. Oh, I guess now you're the big wig. Oh, you're the boss in town. Like, no, we should all want achievement in life. Whatever that looks like for us, like what a great thing to pursue and to help those around us pursue that. That's amazing. By the way, those are growth friends. When you find people like that, you keep them around because they're growth friends. Personal freedom means freely loving whom we choose with passionate abandon. Yeah, I just think historically how people were told that they could not marry this person because, well, you're from different cultures or different this or that. Standing freely on our own, professing and protecting our ideas and integrity. Could you imagine if some of the thinkers, the philosophical people over the ages, I mean, Steve and I were talking about this last night. They were looked at as radicals at the time. It wasn't like people were in love with these philosophers, the Stoics, the Emersons, like they weren't in love with them. They're kind of radicals, like you're kind of a little bit of a weirdo, but they were true to their ideas and they documented their ideas. Those ideas have shaped the world after them. Personal freedom is serving a mission that we have chosen. Have you chosen something to contribute in life? Or are you just living life for yourself? You see, a lot of times I hear people talk about gaining financial freedom, and it's like so self-centered. It's just, I want financial freedom so that I can have, and I want these things and these people in my life. But our life isn't meant just for us. Our heartbeats are meant and intended to be a contribution to the world around us, to do something greater in the world. So personal freedom is choosing something to stand by, to support, to participate in, and be part of. Personal freedom is fighting to give our children a foundation in such freedom, building in their hearts the will to live as they choose so that they may meet oppression with courage and opportunity with a virtuous intent to contribute. I thought that was a really good way of opening up the floodgates of exploring that concept of what is personal freedom. It's very intangible. And so some of his examples, I thought, did a really good job of supporting, like, how do you look at personal freedom? Now, unfortunately, a lot of people don't have personal freedom, and it's not because of the world around them. It's not because of their past. It's not because of a bad boss or a bad spouse, or it's not anything outside of them. It is all an internal job. Most of us don't have personal freedom because we're self-sabotaging ourselves. We are actually oppressing ourselves. We're holding ourselves back mostly due to fear. Fear of rejection and so many other fears. Okay. So when we're talking about personal and financial freedom, it's really important to realize, what am I pursuing through financial independence? And is that actually going to lead to the life that I want to live? Is it going to contribute to the world in a way that is bigger than my lifetime? Is it going to support people in a powerful way? Personal freedom means that in the social realm of things, when we have shown up, we are no longer worried and concerned. What do they say? It's pretty cool. My daughter is really good about this. She's so cute. She's this middle schooler. And typically in middle school, you want to fit in. You want to look like everyone else. And if you go to a middle school or a high school, you look at teenagers, they all dress in a very similar way. And then there's my daughter. She's not concerned about what people say. In fifth grade, it was all about overalls. They weren't cool for everybody else, but man, that girl liked her overalls and she was going to wear her overalls come hell or high water. That girl was going to have her overalls. And now she has these eclectic, cool outfits and she's putting together these neat things, very artistic. And she just is herself. She has personal freedom in the sense of socially, she's not concerned. She's not concerned. Are they going to make fun of me? She's personally free in the social realm also because she's not concerned about being friends with the right people. She's very conscientious about the people that are her friends and are in her inner circle because she's told me, I know that they'll influence me and I want to be careful about that. And so she gives herself that social freedom to be herself and to also choose her friends how she wants to choose her friends. In emotional freedom, what does that look like? For a lot of people that are around my age, we were taught something very different than what has been taught over the last decade and a half. And really, I mean, we're taught largely, put your feelings aside, dismiss your feelings, dismiss your emotions, like disengage. And in all reality, when we are personally free, we are living life through our emotions. Now, for some reason, that has been stereotyped. It's been typecasted, if you will, that if you are an emotional person, that you are unstable, that you're not reliable, and that you're just a basket case and all of that. And it's simply not true. When we have that emotional freedom in our life, we are able to respond very well. Actually, this morning, as I was taking my kids to school, we were talking along this concept. My daughter is in another musical. It's pretty exciting. She loves the performing arts. And one thing that she said was, oh, isn't that song just kind of cheesy? And they're getting ready for Aladdin. And she's referring to the song, A Whole New World. And I asked her, after she elaborated a bit, I said, can I ask you a question? Is it cheesy or does it make you feel awkward? And she kind of like blushed a little and giggled. And she's like, it just kind of makes me feel awkward. And we had this brief conversation about how important it is to be aware of what we're feeling. It's pretty cool when we're curious about ourselves in that way. And we were talking about this. Hey, why does that make me feel awkward? Is there something wrong about this? Is there something, like, what is going on that would make me feel awkward about this? And what can that awkwardness show me about myself? If we can do that with all of our feelings, now we can show up in the world in an entirely new way. It's so powerful and it's so fun. It's so fun to not have to be all uptight about your feelings and to just let the feelings come and go and pass through and kind of see them for what they are. Like, that joy is so nice. I love it. Okay. And now you're going and here's the next one. It's a beautiful opportunity. Personal freedom in the creative space. Oftentimes people have some type of creativity, but they are very self-conscious about sharing that. Maybe you like to draw. Maybe you like to sing. Maybe you play an instrument. Maybe you like to write. Maybe you like to build and craft things. But there is a level of creativity that is in what I think everybody has it within them. Even those of you that are like, I'm not creative. No, I believe that you are. But we have done a lot of that self-oppression and said, like, I'm just not good at that. It's ugly. I joke around because I'm the one person out of my entire family that I grew up in that I can't draw. I am not a fine artist of any kind. I cannot paint. It is really funny. And for years, I oppressed myself with that. It was all me. It was all on me. And I learned that I love to write. I've always loved writing. I've written for years and years and years and years. And I finally realized that that was my creative outlet and that was my creative expression. And releasing that and accepting it and saying, like, wow, that's really cool. See, whatever your creativity is, that's part of your personal freedom. Explore that creativity. Be kind to yourself. Personal freedom includes that financial freedom. And I don't have to belabor financial freedom at all. We all know what that would mean for us in our lives if we had that personal freedom and what those numbers look like. But as I've said so many times, it's not that we don't have financial freedom, but personal freedom is what we're really after for a full and complete life. Personal freedom means that we have control over our time. If you're feeling like I have zero control over my time, I'm just going to say it. Maybe you need to start looking at, do I need a different job? What do I need to do? One of my coaching clients made a huge leap, a huge transition in starting his own business. He's spending less time and making more money. He's designing the life that he desires and wants. And it's working out really, really well. Like, if we're willing to take that bet on ourselves and build the foundation so that we can swing and release ourselves from where we were, it is absolutely possible. And we can gain freedom with our time so that we can be present in the relationships that we want, be present in the activities to contribute in the world how we please. And then personal freedom is that spiritual freedom. You've heard me say this so many times, but I mean, there is a hole in our hearts. Like, there is a place for God in our lives. And you know my faith in Christ. I know that's not everyone's faith, but there is a place and we really need to have that grounding and that anchor in our life. Those are the tenets of personal freedom. Sounds a little bit richer and fuller than financial freedom, right? So you get your financial freedom and it's like so much more. And when we have this level of freedom in our lives, we are able to show up with that joy, with that aliveness, and with emotional capacity to be present with the people around us in a profound way. And we can be authentic because we're not concerned. We're free. And so we don't have to worry about the negative feedback. Oh, are they going to like me? Did I say something wrong? How are they going to take that? We don't have to live in that space any longer. We can be completely free. All right, conscious investor, that's what I've got for you on this mindset episode, personal freedom. And I'm hoping that this served you well. I hope that this concept is getting you to think in a new way about what does freedom actually mean? If you're only pursuing financial freedom, I'm just like, you're not going to end up whole and complete and satisfied and fulfilled. Okay. You are going to end up just kind of like, okay, I got here and it's fun. Oh, I mean, don't get me wrong, fun and it's nice, but gosh, why do I still feel like there's something else, something missing? Okay. Personal freedom is what you want to pursue first and foremost. Financial freedom is part of that. If you need support in this, that is like my favorite zone of genius. I love supporting people in their investing so that they can be in grounded, stable investments. I mean, they're investments, so we always have to keep that in mind. But I'm like very conscientious about the investments where we place investor capital. And also, if you need support saying, Julie, this whole concept of personal free, I want that. I don't know how to do that. I want to achieve these things in my life. I help people grow that and develop that in their life. And I love that. It is so magical watching people's lives just expand and transform. And I want to do more and more and more of that. So I do help people achieve personal and financial freedom. Schedule time to talk with me about either of those. There will be a link down in the show notes. And if you go to 3keysinvestments.com, you can find a time on my calendar and we can talk. Until next time, conscious investor, you are amazing and I'm grateful for you. Please remember to share this episode, to leave a rating and review so that we can impact more lives together. Until next time, live big, love bigger, and do great things. Are you enjoying this episode? Help spread the word by sharing the episode with a friend or family member. Because really, where would any of our lives be without other people sharing great content with us? Help spread the word by sharing on your social platforms and with those you care about. And remember, tag me at Happy Julie Holly.